This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
President not only did what was appropriate, he did, I think, faithfully executed his constitutional responsibility as a fiduciary of taxpayer resources. And he called out a couple of high-profile cases and said, make sure that we look under every rock and make sure that you root out graft and corruption before we put at risk taxpayer money to the tune of $300+ million.
Congressman Joey Arrington defending Donald Trump because impeachment is in the wind. We've been talking about it for, of course, more than 6 weeks. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what's new? We kick things off with that word that we've now said thousands of times, or at least it feels like it. Maybe I'm exaggerating slightly. I guarantee it's been said thousands of times if it wasn't for my lips. How about this? Republicans on Thursday, like Arrington, pressing their campaign to discredit the impeachment inquiry against the Prez, with an ally of the president introducing a U.S. Senate resolution calling the procedures used by the House of Representatives, the Democrats, that is, unfair, but saying nothing about the president's conduct in the Ukraine scandal. So that would be Lindsey Graham. 44 of the 53 Republicans in the 100-seat Senate, because we've got to get these numbers right, signed on to the resolution pushing the House to hold a formal vote to initiate the impeachment inquiry and give the president the ability, because that's what would happen, that's what's the missing pieces, the ability to confront his accusers and call his own witnesses. So the lead sponsor was, like I said, Senator Graham. The resolution doesn't say that the president should be investigated. The U.S. Constitution gives the House pretty wide latitude, so you know, in how to handle impeachment. And we've been saying this story over and over again. If for some reason you disappeared in a cabin to write your memoirs, you need to get a hold of me because you could be on the author's corner. But the impeachment inquiry, of course, is focusing on what? That July telephone call to the Ukrainian president. All of it focusing on Joe Biden and his son Hunter and whether or not the president asked the Ukrainian president to look into him, to investigate him, and then saying he was going to withhold money. You know, that's the bottom line. What Graham said at the news conference, he was very careful. He said, I'm not here to tell you that Donald Trump's done nothing wrong. I'm not here to tell you anything other than the way they're going about it is really dangerous for the country. And we need to change course while we can in the House. Now, we know where this all sits, but again, I'll spell it out. The House, if the House passes articles of impeachment, that would be formal charges. The Senate then holds a trial on whether to remove the president from office. I mean, this is the severity of this, of course. A two-thirds majority of the Senate would have to be in favor of this. They would be required to remove the president by that majority. No, I want to just say this again and again. No president, we know this, right, has ever been removed from office because of impeachment. People always think, well, what about Nixon? Remember, he resigned. So more than two dozen House Republicans midweek, we played it, barged into a hearing room and delayed for several hours the testimony of the Pentagon official in this investigation or inquiry, if you will. But nothing has moved. Nothing has changed. It just has not happened at this point. Republicans flat out are saying, come on, you Democrats, this is wrong. We're not hearing the witnesses. These are closed sessions. And if you're not members of the three committees that are leading the inquiry, you can't be there in the deposition. So that's the bottom line. The reason they can't be there, because you could say, well, wait a second, don't they have the privileges? They're on the Hill. Well, no, because they're not part of the committees. Otherwise, you wouldn't have committees. Now, on the Democratic side of things, I feel like I'm giving you the playbook. On the Democratic side of things, Chuck Schumer is accusing the press and his Republican allies of being hypocritical for demanding that impeachment proceedings be done in public, even as the administration is withholding subpoenaed documents and tries to block testimony to the House. So Schumer's saying, wait. On the one hand, you say you want everything to be public when it comes to the hearings, but you're not giving us any documents. You're not doing that. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is supporting the resolution. He's saying the House has to adhere to the highest standards of fairness and due process, but didn't say when he'd bring it up for a vote. So that's where we're at. Did the president withhold? Here's at the heart of it. Did the president withhold $391 million in security aid to Ukraine passed by Congress to help counter Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country? William Taylor, who was the top diplomat in the Ukraine, testified this week that the president had made the aid contingent on the Ukrainian president announcing he would investigate Biden and his son Hunter's tenure on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. And then debunked the conspiracy theory that the Ukraine and not Russia meddled in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. So that's where we're at. That's it. Either they're going to have a vote, either they're going to impeach this president. Maybe there's more revelations. What about the whistleblower? Because, of course, the whistleblower situation is still hanging out there. And we don't know. I mean, you know, that's the answer. What is the damaging testimony that could come into play from the whistleblower? It's hard to assess that because there's so much jiggling rumors out there. It's worse than TMZ on their best day. And even if you push and prod sources, there still is a lot of confusion, or maybe it's just triple stepping in the Potomac, and that's what's going on to try to kind of throw everybody off the trail. This isn't wrapping up anytime soon. It's at least another couple of weeks, and then is there going to be some sort of a vote? You know, who knows? As we get closer to the holiday season and then ultimately the break, I think all of this would be wrapped up before that. But the severity of impeachment and what the president and the Republicans don't know is serious. I mean, of course, is there no substance for impeachment? Does it go public in November? Is there the possibility of it going public? Is it a hatchet job by the Democrats by doing what they're doing? I'll tell you what, it is absolutely childish, some of the maneuvers that have happened on both sides of this. I mean, the storming of the committee hearings, they know they're not going to get let in there. But the Democrats equally playing coy and doing some of their own nonsense. And I don't know, maybe it's to throw everybody off various tracks. I'm not sure. I'll tell you something else that's happened, and we're going to talk about it next, that does affect many of you listening to us. And, of course, whether a president gets removed or not affects every single one of us. But these fires in California, I had my friend Annie Zdarovich on the other night. She was telling us how close it is. It's 2 miles from her house. I talked to her today, so hang with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Yeah, imagine living with that sound in your backyard and getting close to your house. That's what it's like for Californians. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I'll tell you what, I lived in Cali, and I know what it's like. Beautiful but deadly when you get those Santa Ana winds, and it is really threatening a lot of homes, a lot of people in not just Los Angeles, but in Northern California, too. I'll give you an example, because these fires are bubbling up all over the place, spreading. So for example, in Los Angeles, you had a wind-driven wildfire that broke out in the Agua Dulce area, forcing evacuations there. It destroyed half a dozen homes in the Canyon Country area, is what they call it. And it took 20 minutes, and boom, like that, the flames had spread to 200 acres and covered almost 4,000 acres in the end. So is it contained? No. 50,000 people had to be evacuated. It's like 2% contained. They're trying to do whatever they can. You got the helicopter that's up there trying to figure out, looking at the properties and figuring out where they can possibly drop something, what they can do. The governor announced that the state has a fire emergency, a fire management assistance grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. So FEMA to the rescue, I suppose, but it still doesn't put the stuff out. I was just looking at the list of fires. I mean, it's crazy. So it's like a list of school closings when you get too much snow. It's longer than five blocks. The areas, the west of Robinson Ranch Golf Course, south and north of the 14 freeway, north and east of White's Canyon. Pretty much they're saying people living near the fires have to be alert and stay vigilant, even if they're not under evacuation orders. I spoke to my friend Annie, who was on our show the other day, and she was looking and sent me a picture. She was looking out her window at work, and the fire was like 2 miles away, and it's right around the corner from her house. So she's one of those people that has to be vigilant. They've canceled lots of schools, have canceled classes because of the fires, and here we are. We're talking about them last year. We're talking about them the year before. It's the same old song that we keep singing. So fires in Sonoma, fires in San Bernardino. And you can only stretch these firefighters who are crushing it in trying to do what they can to stop the flames from spreading. But they can only do so much. They can only do so much to put it out. So it's sad to see that this is just the yearly thing. It's like, you know, okay, we're in fire season. This is what we live with. We live with earthquakes, mudslides, and we live with the possibility of these terrible, terrible fires. I like to call this section odds and ends because so much is happening that really affects you and me in our backyards. And so for a lot of you listening, we have a lot of California listeners, and we have friends who live and family who live in California. On that left coast, boy, it is getting more and more singed. So really pray for those firefighters. A lot of people have come in from other places. I love that fraternity of firefighters and what they do to help each other. But they can only do so much. And they're just working hour after hour after hour. I've seen it. I saw it firsthand when I worked in California as a reporter, and I covered fires, but they certainly were not this big. There was one big one in Santa Barbara, and it was scary to see how quickly that spread. But not the kind of fires that we're talking about now. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. All right, the other thing that would affect us, and this all goes back to the office of the president, because who's ever president, Republican, Democrat, current president gets reelected in his bid and fends off challengers. I mean, you know, they have sway. The leader of the free world is our leaders. This is the person who beats the drum for the U.S., and then those around are the couple of heartbeats away. So now you got William Barr, who's flying all over the place. It's like, where in the world is William Barr? He's the attorney general. And he's looking into the intelligence and origins of the 2016 Trump-Russia investigation, now just a criminal investigation. That's what they're saying. So the so-called investigation of the investigators is being led by a guy named John Durham, who's a Connecticut-based federal prosecutor. We're on a couple of big stations in Connecticut, so all of you listening there know his name, I'm certain of it. And he's conducted interviews, but also has run into some obstacles from witnesses who are not getting voluntary interviews. So that's why they dubbed it the criminal inquiry, and they anticipated this is what was going to happen, because then he can subpoena and compel testimony. And, you know, as we've got the president facing all of this, the negative headlines from the House impeachment inquiry into the dealings with the Ukraine, it's not clear what's going to go on with this investigation in this criminal probe, right? You know, so where are we there? At this point, it's been driven by the attorney general's suspicions that some of the officials overseeing the counterintelligence probe of the 2016 Trump campaign may have acted improperly. So here we go again. And who acted improperly? The president has publicly called for investigations of the former FBI director, James Comey, and then former CIA director, John Brennan, and former director of national intelligence, James Clapper. So they would have to be in the middle of this. Can they prove that they didn't act properly, that they tried to heap this on the prez? I don't know. I don't know what Barr's going to come up with, but I know that this is where his focus is. And he's going to also look at the former British intelligence officer, Christopher Steele's work, that he compiled research about the president in Russia in a dossier that was commissioned by a Fusion GPS, a research and investigation firm. So, I mean, we're a nation of investigations. That's what we are, right? We're investigating what happened again, and we're looking back into what happened in the investigation of Russia that went on forever. And now we're going back to open that up to see if the people who investigated acted improperly. We're trying to figure out what happened in a phone call with the Ukrainian president in July. We're trying to figure out what's going on with the whistleblower and what's possibly going to come out of the whistleblower's testimony and when all that is going to go down. Are you following this grid? This is Washington. And this is our lives, because we can't say what happens in Washington doesn't affect us. It's so easy to bury your head in the sand, but we can't, because we care about who's leading the country. What does that mean in the next election cycle? What does it mean as we head into 2020, when half of the economic brains say that we're going to go into a recession, which would hurtle us in all kinds of directions, and others say that the country is much healthier economically than it is being really said, is really out there. So to say we live in interesting times and then throw in confusing times is probably the biggest understatement that's ever left my lips. But this is where we are. This is where we are as we watch things unfold, including on Syria and the withdrawal in Syria and what happens with the Kurds. And listen, I have to say, we can't stay there indefinitely. As I have talked to many military families who have seen again and again what's happened in Syria, and we've kicked the hornet's nest so many times. So at least now, whatever the fragile relationship is between the Kurds and Turkey, we won't have the U.S. presence, our presence in Syria. Does ISIS return? What does that mean? There is the troop withdrawal from Syria underway right now, where you've got dozens of military vehicles, probably while I'm speaking, that are crossing into Iraq. But how can we continue to stay? And I think economically, as long as there is a vested interest for Turkey to get something from us, things will stay kind of frozen in place there. I can't say after that or coming up around that it'll change, but it's frustrating to see all of our troops, our service members in, you know, in this situation where they're kind of stuck in limbo for this endless war. So whether you like the way the president did it or not, I think pulling out of that region eventually, and now was the time, was the right thing to do. All right, we're going to lighten things up because you know what? Halloween is around the corner. I love me some Halloween. Do you have any pumpkins in your house? Any jack-o'-lanterns? We're talking to Martin Amato next about that.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham putting pressure on House Democrats Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi to release transcripts and audio from closed-door testimony as the impeachment inquiry rolls on.
The purpose of the resolution is to let the House know the process you're engaging in regarding the attempted impeachment of President Trump is out of bounds.
Graham telling reporters on Capitol Hill, it's an illegitimate process.
It's a star chamber type inquiry, and it's a substantial deviation from what the House has done in the past regarding impeachment.
In other news, he's resting at home. Former President Jimmy Carter released from the hospital after falling at his house and breaking his pelvis. Carter is 95. On Wall Street, the Dow down 28 points, the Nasdaq gaining 66. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Just around the corner, I can't believe it, how quickly things have changed. We see the leaves falling from the trees, etc. And one of my favorite, I'm going to call it a holiday, is Halloween. I loved it when I was a kid. My mother was great with making costumes, and I can remember some of them. I was an angel, can you believe it? Like three times, different times in my life. I was Raggedy Ann one time when I was in college, and she made me this unbelievable costume. And anyway, in our virtual green room, Martin Amato joins us, and we're going to talk about carving out some quality time this Halloween. So, Martin, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Happy Halloween. A bit early, but there we go.
What's so special about Halloween, and how should we do it up? How should we decorate?
So Halloween has always been a time of great excitement, and the best part is that we get to start planning for it way early. So unlike maybe other holidays where we have to stress, you know, over the stove in the kitchen preparing the right meal, or maybe stressing out over finding that perfect, you know, holiday gift for family and friends, which, by the way, can hurt our pocketbook, Halloween for me is all about just having fun, you know? We can pass on so many traditions from one generation to the other and make new memories in the process. So really, when it comes to decorating for Halloween, what is it that we need? Essential. It's a must. It's necessary. We all need a pumpkin, right? It's great for decorating the outdoors as part of our curb appeal, creating different ambiences inside the home as well. And again, they're affordable. They look great. But really, it's about creating and coming up with cool, innovative designs to really up our game, especially if we're posting our work now on social media.
What are some of the trends these days? You know, I see a lot of skeletons and witches. Is spooky in, or what do you say?
And that's a very good question, because I do find that, you know, spooky elements will always have their place in Halloween, but really the trend now is just about coming together during this holiday and being creative. You want to go ahead and embrace your inner artist and look at the pumpkin as if it's basically just a round canvas where you can go ahead and express yourself. Here we have almost the evolution of pumpkin design. We can start with a very traditional jack-o'-lantern, which is fairly, you know, simple to do, and then you can get into more intricate designs. The key, however, is to work with the right tools, and I love using the tools from Pumpkin Masters because they are safe and easy to use for all ages, and you can create these amazing results, and I would say, you know, they don't necessarily look spooky, but they definitely look spooktacular.
I used to throw Halloween parties, and I'm kind of wondering, am I an anomaly, or do people still throw Halloween parties, and what would you suggest?
So one of my favorite activities now for Halloween is just to have parties, and pumpkin carving parties to be exact. So the adults can participate, the kids can have their own pumpkin carving station, maybe with the miniature pumpkins, which by the way are so adorable. But in addition to the pumpkin carving activities, and it could be like a friendly competition to see, you know, whose pumpkin is the best, go ahead and have special treats for your guests too, you know, becoming the perfect host or hostess as you're entertained. So here we have like a punch bowl of apple cider. You can have Halloween treats because, of course, it's trick or treat, so we want to incorporate some treats as well as part of your party. Maybe delicious cookies in traditional Halloween colors like the black and the orange. Of course, you know, candy corns, which are very traditional. We all see them. However, they do have, you know, a lot of sugar, right? So if you want to come up with a healthy treat, go ahead and recycle a real pumpkin that you've already carved out and recycle the seeds. Go ahead and toast them in the oven, and you can come up with some delicious and healthy treats as well. So instead of going for maybe like the sugary treats, something more healthy is fantastic with using and carving out a real pumpkin.
How can we find out more?
Absolutely. For more information, you can visit pumpkinmasters.com for more carving tips and tricks.
Martin Amata, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. Carve out quality time this Halloween. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Lanterns, I love them. I'm not great, though, at carving, right? So a traditional jack-o'-lantern, where you take the pumpkin and you do kind of those rectangular eyes and the nose and the mouth. I mean, I did it with my nephew. I tried so hard, but I was so bad at it. But I love doing it. I love putting the candle inside and then putting that on the porch and I like the whole thing. I love it. I love the tradition of it. I love doing it, even if I'm not great at it. I like the whole history behind it. I like the whole thing of Halloween and decorating and all that kind of thing. I think, you know, honestly, it just reminds me, because my mother was good at that. It just reminds me of being, as I said at the top, you know, with costumes. It just reminds me of being a kid. And who doesn't want to, if you had some good memories from childhood, who doesn't want to remember those? And we never did the thing where we went somewhere and got the pre-made costume because she was so good at putting them together, right? And I was thinking, if you had to pick up a Halloween costume, what would be, you know, what would be the costume for this year? And I think, without a doubt, Mr. Rogers, right? Because the Mr. Rogers movie coming out, that'd be easy peasy to probably do that one. I think anything from Game of Thrones, you always have the whole Star Wars thing. You have the supervillains, the villains, whether it's Captain Marvel, any of that. I would think the Joker would be big because the Joker's big at the movie theaters right now. Toy Story, anything to do with what the current movie trend is, or politics. And you see that all the time where somebody is the president, whoever the president is, there's always presidential costumes. And then there's the people who come up with the really fun things that you just didn't think about, right? So when I was in college, I had some pretty smart roommates, and I went to the the number one don't tell anyone party school in the United States at the time, Ohio University. But it was good for journalism. And one of my roommates came up with the idea that everybody would go as pizza. You know, you'd be pizza boxes because, of course, in college, what's the number one thing? You get pizza delivery constantly. I don't know how much it is on every campus. Thousands from studying to, you know, whatever. So that's exactly what we did. And it wasn't too bad to make that costume. Somebody told me when we were talking about food that it would be kind of a fun thing to do and maybe wouldn't be too hard would be to go as a avocado toast. Like, what? So somebody's the avocado and somebody's the toast, and I'm sure you probably can get that costume somewhere. One time, this is the most creative, and I'm sure you're loving this, right? You're listening to me like, what is she talking about? My most creative moment, I had to go to a Halloween party and come up with something. So the other and I went as raining cats and dogs. And I just thought it was so clever, right? So I was the cat, he was the dog, and think of what you could do there. It's not that difficult. So I would give us an A for effort and probably a B for execution. But Halloween is almost here. And you're seeing those, it's just been talking to Martin, I started to look around the neighborhood. And I see lots of decorations and lots of pumpkins. And some of them are carved up and some of them are just pumpkins that are whole pumpkins that are out, you know, on porches or whatnot. And, you know, it's not all about the candy. Although if it were about the candy, if it were about going door to door for Halloween candy, I think people there, too, have their favorites. And it's a question of, because so many kids don't trick-or-treat around neighborhoods like they used to, and then you're trying to figure out how much candy do you need. It's a question of when you do the Halloween thing, how much candy are you going to eat? Come on, be honest about it, right? How much candy are you going to eat versus how much are you giving away? I can tell you this, if I get candy corn, there's no way that my husband doesn't eat a big chunk of that because he is a fiend for candy corn. And then you get the little candies, right? So where it's the chocolate candies, the crunch, the Milky Way, that sort of stuff. And you put it in the bowl and you just hope, let's just give it all away. Let's just give it all away. I just want a lot of people to come to the door because we can't remember from year to year how many people actually come because it changes. It seems like we have a lot and then we don't have hardly any. And I'm wondering how many of you, I'm going to do an unofficial survey here. Send me a quick yes or no. Do you still have trick-or-treaters that come? Because we have people listening all over the country. Do you still have people that come and knock on the door and expect Halloween candy? And, you know, how much does the average person spend on Halloween? The answer to that is, it depends. It depends on how much candy you get. They say that the average person, now this is the average person spending on candy, buying candy, they spend $86. $86. So more. I'm like $86, which means everything. It's not just candy. So candy, costumes, greeting cards, all that stuff. And it's, in crunching the numbers, $8.8 billion in total spending. That was like last year, 8.8. That's wild, huh? More than 7,400 people took this survey. And that was the Retail Federation survey. And they say that 68% of Americans plan to celebrate. 69% say they'll hand out candy. 49% decorating. 47% in costume. So, I mean, obviously it's a big deal, right? It's a break from the norm. Chance to sneak in some of that snack-sized chocolate and candy corn that I talked about. All right, stay with us. We're actually going to the movies next. We'll be right back.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on. Shake it up. Yeah. Your daddy don't know.
All right, and away we go to the movies. What was the last time you went to the movies, and what movie did you see? Is it because you don't feel like going to the movies? There's nothing good to see. You're a streamer, or you could care less. You're into something else. You'd rather drop a fishing line than go sit in a movie theater somewhere. Boy, the movies have changed, haven't they? They've changed in some ways it's good, in some ways not as good. Certainly where you're going to spend the most money is if you can't stay away from the concession stands. But now a lot of times the movie theaters are smaller, the actual individual movies, so if you don't buy the ticket ahead of time, pay the extra tax on it, you're not going to get in, especially if it's an opening week. And we always talk about the new things that are out there. All right, so this movie is new. It's rated R. It's a drama thriller, 1 hour, 50 minutes, plan on well over two. And it's about two lighthouse keepers trying to maintain their sanity while living on a remote and mysterious, perfect for Halloween, New England island in the 1800s. So is this a movie that's going to be impactful with people? Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 91%. You have William Dafoe and Robert Pattinson, who are these mismatched lighthouse keepers in this film. So it's kind of like a two-man show. It'd be a different kind of experience. Here's a sneak peek at the lighthouse.
Tell me, what's a timberman want with being a wiki?
Just looking to earn a living, just like any man. Starting new.
On the run. Keeping secrets, are you?
No, sir.
Watch you spill your beans.
Even hearing that, how long have we been on this rock? Sounds pretty scary to me. So The Lighthouse, like I mentioned, has gotten some pretty rave reviews. I'm just going to give you a couple of them. A gripping and turbulent drama that draws on a number of influences, though it merges them into its own flunky gothic historical thriller thing. Then from the Washington Post, this one about them being mismatched as the two-man show, and then going on to say how haunting it is, and that it's methodical the way that they function and how they're tasked with overseeing this lighthouse on a remote island off the coast, and who's superstitious and what that all means. I think I would watch it. I don't know that I would go to the movies and watch it. I think I would watch it probably streaming. I have to say, it seems kind of intriguing. We move from The Lighthouse to something equally as frightening, what we're seeing happening portrayed on the big screen. It's called Black and Blue. Here's a little bit of it.
You think you're black? You're blue now. Let me ask you a question. You think you're black?
I want to flee.
You think they're your people?
I want to flee.
Well, they're not.
It's just a fade.
We are. You're blue now.
I gotta meet a CI.
Whoa, where you going?
Stay in the car.
Listen, you already got rid of everyone that could talk.
What the hell are you doing here, rookie?
Whoa. Just relax.
We're all cops here.
This isn't what it looks like.
Do?
Shut a body cam on! So we got a ghost! She's gone! Find her!
Help! I've been shot!
Can you go bring her to my gun? Ain't nothing for you in here!
Let's get you out of here.
We got her.
Don't be stupid.
All he wants is a body cam.
Please, I've been shot.
What? You can't be in here with this. The police, they'll help you.
It was the cops that shot me.
Now,
prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
She cannot get back to the precinct to upload the footage on that camera.
My cup runneth over.
Every cop and criminal in this city is coming to find her.
Damn. The Lord.
Put everybody on him. You got a price on your head. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna expose him.
They erased the system. All of this will be for nothing.
Is this your plan?
We're still alive, aren't we?
You got a hard choice to make right now. Are you one of us, or are you one of them?
She picked her side.
Murder is murder, don't matter who you are.
I will feel no evil.
All right, so it's a rookie police officer. You get it. You heard it pretty much spelled out there. They don't want her to get that video in. Drama thriller, 1 hour, 48 minutes, rated R. You'd recognize some of the actors in this. It's gotten some pretty good reviews. Frank Grillo's in it. Tyrese Gibson's in it. Naomi Harris. And it looks actually kind of interesting, I have to say. It does. It looks interesting, and Rotten Tomatoes has given it really high grade, so we'll see if it finds its audience. Finally, finding an audience, not hard for the Addams Family. Check it out.
This is an average American family. And so is this. And so are these. Every family is different. But some families are more different than others.
Get out!
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Is that really as tight as you can make it? Well...
Hello. Wednesday, what do you have there?
I'm not sure.
Strange. There's usually a murderous clown attached to the other end of these. Come now, Gomez. Don't forget to kick your father goodnight.
Yes, Mother.
Watch this! Blow F6! Fire in the hole!
You sunk my battleship!
Well done, Pugsley!
I wish something would liven up this already tedious day. Thanks for trying, Ichabod.
All right, Addams Family, I think if you have kids, it's a winner, winner, winner. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.